And it's time for another Tom and Shane podcast. Tom and Shane, business and politics. And good morning, Shane. How you doing?
Good morning, Yilman. I'm doing great. I can't believe everybody's making a fool of themselves every day. More to talk about.
we're never going to run out of material, are we?
No, never, never.
Well, today's topic we want to talk about is COVID here to stay. Shane, is COVID here to stay? You know, I look at, you know, it's obviously we don't have a vaccine, Shane, because people who are vaccinated are getting COVID. So we have a therapeutic at best. We don't have any kind of a vaccine. If people got polio after taking the polio vaccine, everybody would be freaking. But obviously, this is not 100% vaccine in any way, shape, or form. So is some form of this always going to be with us, Shane?
Absolutely. I mean, the ancestor of COVID, the MRCA, or as we call it, coronavirus, and scientists have determined, man became aware of it 8,000 years ago. So, you know, and Dr. Collins, who just resigned from the National Institute of Health 2 weeks ago, in that closing interview the day he quit, said there are 111 variants right now of COVID. So, you know, the fact is that common ancestors to this cold actually go back 55 million years. So is it here to stay? Absolutely. There's three diseases in the medical box, okay? There's fungal infections, bacterial and viral. Fungal and bacterial science has been able to resolve with antibiotics. And some, as you pointed out, like smallpox, have been eradicated. You can't get rid of it, but you can eradicate it. They chased it down with a vaccine and eradicated it from the earth. But that doesn't mean it can't come back in some other form.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I should do a little disclaimer here. Shane and I are not doctors.
No, we're not. No. God,
I'm
no.
I'm just saying.
You know. That's a good disclaimer. Yeah. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an accountant, and I'm not a lawyer or a politician. Yeah. You know, the worst on the list is a politician.
Yeah, we have no idea what we're talking about. So, you know, we're here just to inspire conversation.
Or give context. It's important to give context. Got to be able to back up what you have to say or you really look stupid.
That's for sure. And we certainly don't look any more stupid than we already are. So
that's right.
Are the vaccine mandates constitutional? Can the government force you to sit down in a chair and have someone inject a substance into you? I can't imagine in a free society that is allowed.
Well, but there's a precedent in your free society. You can't yell in a dark theater fire, right? I mean, that's a major precedent was made back in the 60s. And so, you know, that combined with all the precedents that have been made since then, that, you know, the government could see that through. But, you know, you have an idiot in a black cloak, regrettably, you know, sitting on the bench of the Supreme Court saying, you know, 100,000 children, you know, have died and are on respirators this week. So, you know, even people you think read the New York Times and the Washington Post apparently don't. So, yeah. Like, that's got to worry you. Got to worry you.
Well, I think it does. And, you know, and you can point out, well, you know, when I was in the military, I didn't have a choice about getting shots of all kinds of stuff. There are instances where the government can do that. And in the case of me, I was drafted, of course. So I had no choice. I had to go. So, but now we have an all-volunteer army. So if you don't want to be vaccinated for things, you don't have to join the military, I guess. So, you know,
there are over 1,100 known diseases by the doctors. Okay, and they keep finding them literally every day. 80% of the diseases that people in Canada suffer from come from them coming home from a holiday with the disease because they didn't get, you know, vaccines that they should have or carried antibiotics they should have. I mean, Mexico, famous for that disease, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Come run and get away.
Yep, that's for sure. So, Well, what about our schools, Shane? Are schools ever going to return to normal? Because
well, they should. Sweden never shut down once in the last 3 years, and result zero. No teachers died or were infected, and no children died or were infected. So, you know, it's policy and politics. You got an idiot called Fauci now calling senators morons and you know, on an open mic and thinking he's literally thinking he's the god of medicine. And the guy's a phony and a fake. I've said it out loud. I've said it since March of 2019. Fauci's a phony and a fake. He hasn't accomplished anything in the 40 years he's spent investigating viral diseases at the National Institutes of Health. But what a surprise there.
Well, I'm not sure we can compare Sweden. They have nowhere near our population or our diversity of people.
Well, yes, you can. You can. You know, everything they're talking about with the science, you can make that. They've said these things are very contagious and people with core morbidities and the elderly should be protected. And, you know, all the things that they've told us for 3 years now. We're going on 3 years.
Well, we're talking about schools. We're not talking about the
general
population.
I know we're talking about schools. I realize that. But the science has told us, you know, that it doesn't matter that they're the least likely to be infected because they have T cells. T cells protect children from these type of viruses, and that's the result of 400,000 years of herd immunity.
Yeah, well, that's what we found. The death rate in children is pretty low, almost infinitesimal. Not much happening there. So,
well, any death is terrible. There's no question about it. That's right. And
well,
you know.
But, you know, as well as I do, Shane, you know, remote learning isn't as effective as being in the classroom and hearing other points of view and experiencing the school experience and the social building of kids to each other. The masks, you don't get the facial expressions and things that you need to when later on when you enter adult life. You need those experiences as you go through, zero to eight and the 4 years of high school and all of that, and even into college. So, the school situation, it's obvious that the students are behind. I mean, you know, this remote learning has put a whole generation of students behind in the curve.
Well, another thing it's done too is that for a democracy to sustain itself, you have to trust the people you elect and the government you have. So now you're creating every year that this passes. So it's been 3 years. You know, you're talking about potentially two, maybe three generations that will grow up not trusting government. Like they're not going to vote in favor of big government, any kind of government. So politically, bad policy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it comes back to the parents too. You know, parents are going to school board meetings in record numbers and insisting that their kids go back in the classroom because A, they don't have anybody to stay home with them, and childcare is expensive as it is, even if you're sending your kids to childcare. So, you know, there's, I understand the parents being really up in arms about this, particularly when the numbers don't bear out that the kids are in the, you know, morbid danger of dying.
Well, and underprivileged children, low, middle class and lower class kids that were fed at school. I mean, you know, if they were going to school, aside from allowing their parents to work because they're cared for, supposedly, they would eat. So, you know, at least they'd get a meal a day, hopefully two, at dinner. There's the mental, the social, the individual impact of children is just not worth what they're talking about. It isn't.
Yeah. Well, since this thing is somewhat like a cold virus and we haven't had a...
It's all it is, buddy. Real bad cold.
We don't have a vaccine for the common cold yet.
Never will.
Probably never will.
There's just too many variants, as their favorite word is, or variations, if you like, of the common cold, just like there is of the flu.
Well, it looks like yearly COVID boosters are in our future if they ever do come up with an actual working vaccine. It's obvious, as we mentioned earlier, the vaccine we have right now isn't technically a vaccine. It doesn't work. People who are vaccinated, even with boosters, AOC just came down with it. She's been vaxxed and boosted. You know, other notables have come down with it, having had their shots and all of that. So,
Well, we were way ahead of this. And, you know, only in the last month have they said, well, really, it prevents you from dying.
Yeah.
You know, which, you know, when I had to take it because of my surgery for my eyes, back in October of last year, I told you that was my choice. You got to get it, or you can't have the surgery, number one, well, that's not a good choice. That and then number two, oh, by the way, take it because then if you get it, you're less likely to die. Wow. Great two choices. I didn't really have either to make. But, you know, the bottom line here is, you know, they're pushing these vaccines. It's a money train. It always has. None of them have worked. None of them have protected people. The variants have overwhelmed it. It's overwhelming. The COVID's overwhelming the systems of both our countries, like the flu did, H1N1 from 09 to 20. And now what you're faced with is, oh, my goodness, they're going to come up with a pill to take every Monday. And, you know, the government probably won't pay for it, so you have to pay for it yourself. And it'll be sold by Pfizer because they're the one with the pill. So once they've gotten rid of all the vaccine and stopped production, they'll be passing out pills, you know, a placebo, basically. Good luck. You might as well go get a Dristan at your supermarket. Oh, you can't. They don't predict that.
That's right. Well, before we get to our big question, I want to remind everybody, hey, subscribe. There's no penalty for subscribing. You don't get emails. You don't get anything. No one will come to your home. No one will bother you. No one will send you anything in the emails, or you don't even need your email to subscribe. You just click the button and you're done, you know, and click the notification bell. You'll always be notified when we have another podcast, which will be next Tuesday. And like us, leave a comment, because Facebook and both Facebook and YouTube put a lot of weight behind that. And if you like to do podcasts like this, we're doing it with a program called StreamYard, which is extremely easy to use because I can use it, believe it or not. So that's pretty. There's a link to that in the description below on YouTube. And if you like to support the show monetarily, Shane and I have a lot of things that we will do for you if you do that. So there's a link to that in the description below as well. So Shane, our last question here that we've got to cover: are vaccines hurting our natural immunity? You know, everybody's saying, well, you know, don't Clorox your entire house because, you know, you're going to destroy your natural immunity. You need to have these bacterias in your body and your body fight them in order to, you know, keep your immunity intact.
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, that's why mankind has survived as a species, is because of the natural immunity. But the problem that you do have, this is new science. It's a therapeutic. It's injecting and being injected in you to enhance your ability to withstand the virus. It's not preventing it. It's just, and so, you know, the biggest problem you're faced with is going out and where you're going and what you're going to do. You're limited by where you can go based on the concerns of the variants and their likelihood of you catching them. At the end of the day, and we're coming close to it, this will reach a herd immunity point, and the vaccine will replicate till it's so weak it won't be effective. I'll just add one more thing to your comment. People like Petter, who just left a message, we really love the comments, but we really like questions. If you have questions, or you have a question you would like an answer to, or that we should discuss, please post that while you're in our space, in our bubble, as they say now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no idea what that means, but thanks for commenting. So we appreciate it very much. So also, we want to remind you that this coming Saturday, we are on the air. If you read the crawl down below, Tom and Shane live on radio. You can hear us anywhere in the world, in the known world, I guess I should say. H11 Mountain Time, listen live at KMMSAM.com. And there's a link to that in the bottom, in the description below. And no sign up needed, no email, no identification of any kind. You just go there and click on the button, and you can call us, you can text us. All of those things are possible. Linda says, remote learning was so great for kids, there's no need for teachers. wrong kids need the personal contact with teachers and socializing of their friends. They need this. COVID is here to stay like the flu. We will find a solution, I believe. And I think that's true. I think we'll find a solution sometime, Linda. I hope anyway. And so, I don't know if we've solved anything here today, Shane, but at least we've thrown it out for discussion. So
that's right. We've created an opportunity to share our thoughts and concerns about what our politicians and leaders are telling us. And, you know, they're very involved with it because it prevents them from having to talk about anything else. You know, poor Boris Johnson Johnson in England, you know, he goes to a garden party at 10 Downing Street for a glass of wine. And, you know, now they want him to resign because of what he did. The woke movement has overwhelmed the world. Yeah. And you're seeing the fruits of that now. Fear is not a way to lead. And let's be hopeful. Let's be optimistic. And let's live in the moment. Enjoy this moment you have, because the one thing we're being taught is you could be gone tomorrow.
That's for sure. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Hey, everybody, thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, leave a comment, ask a question, whatever. There are things, topics you want us to cover on here. We'll be happy to do that for you. And we will talk to you on the radio Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Listen live, KMMSAM.com. So bye for now.